as we begin, as I mentioned a moment ago, it's going to be a centennial series throughout the year celebrating Wayne Healthcare's 100th anniversary. And here for someone from Wayne Healthcare will be here every month, the second Wednesday. I'm trying to get it all right. Second Wednesday of each month, we will have one or two representatives from Wayne Health to talk about this. And this morning, we welcome Jeff Suppler, Wayne Healthcare President and CEO, and Terry Flood, Wayne Healthcare VP, Business Development and Marketing. The studio with us. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Glad to have you both in studio with us. And again, this is really exciting because kicking off this centennial series here today. And Terry, you were just telling me not too long before we went on the air that the actual birthday, if you will, of the hospital is on Friday, and you're going to have your own celebration there. So I think that's pretty cool that is the January 14th of 1922. Is when you officially open, and then you welcomed patients a couple days or so later, right?
Yes, that's correct.
So tell us about that, how exciting that is to be able to celebrate an anniversary like this.
It's very exciting. I mean, one, being a rural independent hospital and still being able to say that 100 years later, that's a testament within itself. So first and foremost, we're going to celebrate with our employees, like you mentioned. On Friday, we're going to celebrate by having cupcakes from Beans Bakery, and we're going to have hot chocolate, and both will be served out of our essential drips in our lobby for our employees.
So that's great. That has to be pretty exciting for them, too. So tell us a little bit about Wayne Health and, you know, again, this celebration, just how significant it is.
Well, it's huge. I mean, when we look back just quickly on a little bit of history, it was around 1915. I know members of the community and the medical society had got together and were starting the conversation for a hospital right here in Greenville. And at that time, the war was going on, and costs for construction and different things were going on. So things were put on pause. And then again, about 7 years later, the hospital was set in stone, and things were moving forward with the establishment of the hospital.
That's pretty cool to watch the change. I know you brought some information for me to take a look at, and it's pretty cool. You have pictures that you know, go all the way back to the original hospital, 1922, and it was a house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, it literally was a house, the first hospital, 1922, and to say the least, you've expanded and grown. So many things have happened since then.
It was the March Residence, actually, and I'm assuming that's how March Street got its name. But the March Residence was a two-story house that became a hospital. And ever since then, obviously, we've had numerous expansions over the time. And I think it's, to tag on what Terry said, the community support for 100 years has been fantastic. Just in the last 10 to 12 years, the hospital has expanded. We've more than tripled our square footage. And spend over $100 million in expanding our facilities and infrastructure and services. If you go back to the history, back in 1971, they had a forward fund capital campaign for the community. It raised $1.2 million at that time, which is equivalent to almost $7 million in today's money. So the community has supported the hospital the entire time, and I think we appreciate that. We hope that continues in the future. And I think we take pride in that and take pride in being able to offer the services that the community wants and needs and that allows them to support us in the past and hopefully for another 100 years.
And that has to mean quite a bit to the community. And they probably wouldn't support you as well
Correct.
As they are if,
yep.
if it didn't mean a lot. Because let's face it, hospitals across the country, we're unfortunately hearing about more and more that have had to close financial and other reasons or merge and things like that. And sometimes that can affect people because they liked having their neighborhood hospital there and now they have to travel a longer distance or they're just, you know, not real sure if they're still going to provide the services that they need. But certainly that is not a concern with Wayne Healthcare.
I would say no. I mean, we have a lot of collaboration, everybody from Ohio State, Orthopedic Associates, Premier Health, Reed Health. I mean, we collaborate with everybody in the community and those around us to bring services here to Greenville.
And that is so important so people don't have to travel to a larger city like Dayton or Columbus or someplace like that to offer services. And that, again, is really important for you, right, as well as people in the community. That's very valuable to them.
Yeah, the partnerships Terry mentioned allow us to bring services here that we would normally not be able to on our own. So that's a big key. Certainly telehealth, we've expanded, and we were already dabbling in that pre-pandemic, but certainly the pandemic has accelerated a lot of that. And there's, I think, three or four telehealth services that we now provide. A couple of those were started within the last 18 to 24 months due to the pandemic. So we like those partnerships. We need to have those partnerships, but it allows us to stay locally controlled, locally managed, but take advantage of what the larger systems and larger communities have. So that people can get that service locally, close to home.
And telehealth, I've talked to other people, you know, various health organizations, hospitals, and so forth. And even before the pandemic hit, like you said, that was something that was becoming more popular and needed in communities. And it just seems to be now more than ever essential for a lot of people.
Yeah. The digital, you know, you call it the digital front door, the folks want to be able to pick up their phone or their laptop and schedule appointments, or they want to if they want to do virtual calls, virtual visits. So we offer those, and we have to. We have plans to expand our digital infrastructure going forward and take advantage of those because we know that the consumer, the patient, the public wants that. So we have to be able to provide that. So those are in our plans, future plans, and we want to be out at the leading edge of that technology as well.
And again, despite what happens, obviously we don't know what the future of this pandemic will be and so forth. But again, regardless of that, you're moving forward, like you said, into the digital age. And that's the way people will use, right, hospitals and
we're not going back, The internet's not a fad, so we're not going to go backwards. And, you know, those partnerships really through the pandemic were key. You know, we could not stand alone, and no healthcare entity could. But it was great to see those partnerships. We appreciate the support of the community as well. We're not over it yet. It's been a tough 2 years and a really tough last 4 or 5 months for our staff and folks. But we're here to meet the needs of the community, and we will be, and we'll continue to be. When the going gets tough, you know, the tough get going, so that's what we're doing.
And that might help this celebration seem even more special.
Absolutely.
On Friday, right? Because obviously the birthday, as we talked about, is a big deal, 100th anniversary. But also, I'm sure it's going to be just a celebration of the people that work for you and with you now and have in the past, because obviously you talked about the collaborations and everything like that and the community support, but if you didn't have employees who truly cared about patients and people in this community, then you might not be here either, right?
I would agree. That's why we're kicking off the celebration with our employees first and foremost. We have some very passionate and dedicated individuals. We're also excited that we're going to be doing some things throughout the year where we're going to have a featured display at the Garce Museum to talk about the history of the hospital. That'll be mid-year, so probably around April through fair time, so people have a chance to see that. We'll have, we're hopeful, if depending on the pandemic, we can invite people in, but we've tried that over the last couple years, and that hasn't worked because of the restrictions. But inviting the community to actually celebrate with us by sending us pictures and stories that they have, and, you know, visiting our website so they can see some of the history that we'll be celebrating.